WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council has set their public hearings and final action on next year's proposed property tax rate, but not on a unanimous vote.
During Tuesday night's roll call, two councilmen said no to keep the tax rate the same next year.
Mayor Pro Tem Owens, we have a no.
After Mayor Jason Bianski announced Greg Owens' decision, came a short wait for Mike Sutherland.
Councilmember Sutherland.
Well, I have to vote no.
The last to vote, Bubby Somick, took 19 seconds before saying yes. Joining Bianski, Ben Hardiman, Rafael Pena, and Al Sines. None of the members gave an explanation. In College Station, the city council wrapped up 3 days of budget workshops yesterday. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniac says discussion included the continued funding of the Research Valley Partnership as the Economic Development Agency is developing a new strategic plan.
They'll probably be more focused on workforce development, which I think is the direction they need to go.
The mayor says the council also talked at length about the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Occupancy rates are up. The hotel tax that we collect is up. So those are good indications that they are effective. The hoteliers are happy with them.
The College Station School Board has unanimously approved next year's property tax rates and budget. Tax rate goes up by 3 1/3 cents next year due to bond issues. The rate for maintenance and operations remains the same. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A full house attending the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook briefing received updates on the high-speed passenger train service between Houston and Dallas and regional highway projects. David Hagee of Texas Central Railway says they have the right of eminent domain under the Texas Constitution and other laws.
We cannot please everybody, but we're really trying to set a gold standard for the way we work with property owners. We are actually buying property as we speak. We're being very generous. Unlike a government, we are private, so we can offer above market or appraised rates.
TCR expects to start construction next year. And TxDOT's transportation director for the Bryan District, Chad Boney, says it's possible construction of the next leg of the Aggie Expressway could start at the end of next year.
You could easily be driving on a segment of that road by 2020. Now, that sounds a long time off, but our fiscal 2017 for us starts next month. So it will be here before we know it.
On another project, the new underpass at Welburn and George Bush, Boney says they will take another year or two to acquire all the needed right-of-way. A City of Caldwell employee has died on the job. DPS reports 65-year-old Gary Lambert of Caldwell fell from the side rail of a garbage truck and was struck while it was backing up. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says yesterday's incident remains under investigation. The state's decision to appeal its recently struck down voter ID law to the U.S. Supreme Court is coming under criticism from constitutional law scholars.
The state's voter ID law was struck down by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals for being too discriminatory. Rice University political science chair Mark Jones.
A significant proportion of the Texas population does not have one of the seven accepted forms of voter identification.
According to Houston College of Law professor Gerald Treese, if Texas didn't win in the conservative Fifth Circuit, the odds won't get much better with the Supreme Court.
I'm guaranteeing you four judges on voter ID cases have pretty well sided with individuals
in Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Scott & White Health Plan, an insurance program run by the Dallas-based Baylor Scott & White Health System, says in 2017 it will exit the federal healthcare marketplace established under the Affordable Care Act. The announcement follows Aetna's announcement earlier this week to stop selling plans on the marketplace. The votes are in, and Happy Texas is the favorite small-town Texas name.
The town without a frown, as they call themselves.
The Real Estate Center's David Jones says the Panhandle town covers 1.1 square miles and is home to less than 700 people.
The late rockabilly musician Buddy Knox hails from Happy. Nobody may remember him. They may remember his number one song, which was Party Doll.
Jones says Happy received 51% of the votes in the final round of the summer-long poll, beating out Cut and Shoot and Dime Box. WTAW news time is 10 after 8. It's 74 degrees. You can text us any time of the day to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news at 8:30. You can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing, to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning, it's 8:12. Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Doing some weather, it's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Here we go.
Clouds, they'll persist not only today but right into the weekend as the pattern which has stalled over the area remains stalled. We see the Bermuda High battling it out with a strong high up in western Canada. Clouds today, there could be a shower or a storm, 85 to 90. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm through the evening, mostly cloudy overnight, 75. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, chance for a shower or storm, 90 to 95. Mostly cloudy afternoon storm Saturday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So science can do like amazing things for our bodies. Pacemaker, good point.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Pacemaker needs power, though.
Yep.
Okay. Now comes a little bit of a problem because, you know, you got to make sure that that battery lasts a long time. It's not like you can, like, plug into a port in your chest,
yeah,
right?
And it's so, kind of important.
Yeah, and so they've moved that technology forward, and that's working pretty well. But the deal is if you ever expect to have, for instance, smart contact lenses or some sort of a permanent implant, maybe in your brain or whatever, then those are things that you got to figure out the power problem because they're going to need power if they're going to do their job. And again, you can't just plug it in like a recharger, okay?
Yeah.
Comes now a wireless signal that is strong enough to be detected from 5 or 10 feet away, isn't very costly energy-wise, and it gives you the charge that you need. But for these tiny devices, those intended to be used inside the body, power is much more serious consideration. This stuff is called inter-scatter technique.
Huh.
Okay? And basically, what it's doing is transmitting a wave. What happens is one device, let's say like an earpiece, transmits a special single-tone signal that doesn't carry any data in a Bluetooth frequency. Then that interscatter device receives the signal and allows it to bounce off an antenna, but not before it makes a little bit of a change and encodes it with a blank signal. The altered transmission, kind of distorted reflection, can be picked up by a phone or a laptop just like it could over a Wi-Fi. But the deal is this is far more, this does a better job. It's 10,000 times more efficient than a Wi-Fi and 1,000 times more efficient than a Bluetooth. So you can charge up just like that.
It's almost like those little pads that you can set on.
Yes,
you set your phone on.
Exactly.
I got a $1 million idea now out of this, though.
Okay.
It's a charging bar. When people start wearing like contacts and stuff, you know, they all congregate in this area where I've got this Wi-Fi supercharger going, keeping everybody's contacts charged up.
That's
and
it.
I'm making a fortune.
That's it. And they take some hits off oxygen while they're there at the same time. Inner scatter technique, that's what it's called. That's what's new and what they're talking
about.
That's
the name of the bar, inner scatter.
Yeah. In the meantime, smell is one of the body's strongest links to a memory and a whiff of your favorite food. Summer breeze or a special soap can
I've had
make
a pretty
think.
Intense experience with that.
Tell me.
I had a surgery when I was very young where I had to be put under anesthesia. And then the next time that I had to be put under wasn't until I was 18 when I got my wisdom teeth taken out.
Okay.
And when they put those little oxygen tubes just right up your nose, that brought me back to like the operating room when I was 4 years old, which I had, you know, memories of because people had told me stories.
Okay.
But this was like a memory that I had never experienced before.
Well, I've said for years, I hate the fact that you may be going into a store and they're spritzing something out there that maybe lowers your inhibitions or makes you, you know, make a purchase that you wouldn't normally put, you know, make. I'm not sure that I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, now you can have that comforting scent anytime right at your fingertips. A company called Homesick Candles creates custom scents to remind you of your home state.
Oh,
each jumbo-sized candle burns between 60 and 80 hours, chock full of special curated smells that represent many of the U.S. states. For instance, Florida naturally mixes oranges, driftwood, and sea mist. Illinois takes you back to the land of Lincoln with hints of grain and fields and violets.
Interesting.
Which is a state, and lavender.
Was there a Texas one?
There is, as a matter of fact.
It's a big state.
I know.
If they got some of their scents from, like, you know, Lubbock or something, I don't know if I want that.
This is a hint of leather. A bit of fresh cotton and a touch of sage.
Ooh, I kind of like the idea of
make
that.
Yeah, make you think that you're deep in the heart of the Lone Star State.
Yeah.
So there you are. You
until you're driving over there by Spring Loop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then that's a smell all in to itself.
Right.
And that's the other thing is, like New Jersey. You know, what's New Jersey smell like?
Ooh.
Okay. Anyhow, Homesick Candles.
All right.
So you've.
I thought you were going to say they like custom make them. I didn't know how you were going to figure that
there you
out.
Go.
So if it is New Jersey, then the accent is on the sick.
Hey,
part
what are you looking
sick.
At? Hey, yeah, I got your candle right here. Yeah. All right. So while Instagram data can already be used to guess your age, a new research paper shows how it might also be used to check upon your mental health. Using a set of machine learning tools and several dozen users' Instagram feeds, a team of researchers from Harvard and the University of Vermont have built a model that can accurately spot signs of clinical depression by reviewing color analysis, metadata components, and algorithmic face detection. Oh, a little micro twitches. The model was able to identify correctly while Instagrammers showed symptoms of depression about 70% of the time, even before they had been clinically diagnosed. So, you know, what, I don't know. What do you post on Instagram? Do you post pictures? Is that what
pictures
you do?
I do, yeah, okay. Pictures.
Okay. So if you're putting, if you're
selfies,
yeah, okay. If you're doing selfies, are you see? That's the other thing they
gym
make.
Selfies.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Pictures of food you ate, or is that so?
Some people
okay?
do,
so,
yeah. Okay. yeah.
I didn't know
some
if that
people
was
do
old or not. All right, so anyhow.
I mean, a good way to tell would also might be, like, if somebody doesn't post anything at
all.
Well,
that could be, too.
That's what I think. Because, again, to me, Instagram is your highlight reel. So people who tend to be happier and have a lot of great things going on in their lives, so they say, post a lot more.
That would seem
depressed people, I don't know what they're posting.
seem to make sense. All right, so when did you realize you were getting old? This from Reddit. Realize that you're getting older, I guess we could say. The first time I saw a police officer and thought, what is that kid doing in a uniform? Hung out with a friend from high school, and we excitedly discussed what kind of vacuum cleaners we'd like to have.
Wow,
yes.
Yeah.
That's sad. When I worked at university and realized I was checking out students' moms after more often than their students. Dang. and when I pulled up my pants incorrectly and ruptured a vertebra in my lower back.
Oh,
that hurts.
Wow.
Yeah. And
yikes.
And when I was unable to figure out how to use Snapchat.
Okay.
Yeah. Now that's when you know you're old.
That one did.
I feel like mine was last year for my birthday. Oh. I wanted a mattress.
Oh,
that's all I wanted.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to provide reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, People Power is one energy source that you can always depend on. At Mid-South Synergy, we are your crew. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
If you're looking for the perfect table and chairs in time for Thanksgiving, Amish Furniture for Generations is the place to be during their Builder Special Sale. Save 10% on these exquisite tables and chairs. There are over 300 styles available. Pick from a huge selection in the store or have one custom built the way you want it. Hurry in today to Amish Furniture for Generations and order now to get your custom built table and chairs by Thanksgiving. And save 10% during their Builder Special Sale going on now. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, say 20. Hello.
Hi. Is there any such thing as an ex-Aggie that you guys know of?
A what?
Ex-Aggie.
No, they're former students. Or Aggie exes, but they're not ex-Aggies. Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, okay. I understand that, but somebody keeps talking about ex-Aggies on your sports deal.
Oh, that must be the...
Oh, got it. Yeah. Okay, is that you? All right. Yeah, that was... All right, that's bad on you. Okay, so for their Aggie, they'd be former students. You can say former Aggie. That's okay if you want to do that. 12-year-old boy has begun classes at Cornell.
What? 12?
Now, see, how is that going to work out? I mean...
Haven't you ever seen the show Doogie Howser?
Yeah, I know, but see, that's TV, and TV's not real. I mean, just, you know, who's going to want to hang out with him? What's he going to do? You know, unless he's got more Pokemons than the others, I'm not sure. It just seems a little, yeah. Okay. Picture of a KFC meal with French fries laying on the street in a small English town has gone viral. People are having fun with it. Somebody posted a photo of the meal and used the hashtag #PrayForFrom. The picture was taken in From Somerset, England. It was picked up on social media and soon trending on Twitter and Facebook. Then people started sharing their own photos of abandoned fries. Having even more fun with it, Facebook users claimed they were scared to leave the house and questioned whether the police were getting involved. What?
I'm so confused.
I am too. These people have nothing to do?
Nothing.
Wow. Hey, you know, I gotta defend myself a little bit here.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at this story. I said a former Texas A&M player.
Okay.
And I did say an ex-A&M player and an ex-defensive lineman, but I never said ex-Aggie.
Okay, very good. Defended. There you go. Hello.
Speaking of, when did you know you were old?
Yeah.
When the state trooper pulled me over and opened with Mom, do you know why I pulled you over?
Oh, no! That wasn't nice.
That'll do it, yeah.
Stupid people turned a beautiful day into an all-out brawl. It was the last day of the St. Jude Sweet Corn Festival in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Ended badly when police had to shut it down because of a fight. 15-year-old boy arrested on disorderly conduct charges, and after that, a huge fight broke out involving about 70 kids. Police officers assaulted, resulting in a 16-year-old getting arrested. Other kids aged 12, 15, 16, and a girl 14 also arrested on disorderly conduct charges.
Wow, that sounds very familiar to what happened in Post Oak Mall parking lot a few months ago.
Yeah, right at the carnival thing that went on. Oh, I hate that. Okay, here you go. Roger Hepworth, you'll hate him. He knew exactly what to wear for his 40th high school reunion last weekend. 40th high school reunion. Ogden, Utah man reached into his closet, pulled out the same outfit he'd worn his senior year at Cotillion 40 years ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. The outfit, still intact, and it's still fit.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Wow. Father of five says his outfit from the Hawaiian luau-themed Cotillion dance was the only one that he had kept from his high school years. Well, it was a Hawaiian shirt. It's loose, okay?
Right,
so
right.
So maybe that thing is okay.
My 10-year's coming up. Maybe I should try to get in one of my prom dresses.
I got that 10-year coming out. See, that's gonna be interesting.
Yeah.
Because the 10-year, I remember that. The 10-year, you're still in that situation where you kind of want people to think, hey, You made it.
I made it.
Yeah. I'm doing cool stuff.
I'm on the radio.
Yeah, that's it. By the time you get to 20, you really don't give a damn. Okay? Yeah. It won't matter any after that. But that first one, that's probably right. Mm-hmm. While we're still doing corn stories, fans of Super Mario Brothers game will love the new corn maze in upstate New York, Salton Farm in Newark Valley. It's unveiled a corn maze featuring the images of Luigi and Mario and other characteristics from their characters from the video game franchise. The guy who owns the farm says that his maze features a new theme every year, usually attracts about 10,000 visitors. It's an 8-acre maze. There's bound to be a shot out there online. Enjoyed that. Hello.
Hey, Scott. There is an ex-Aggie. It's posted on y'all's website, WTAW.
Oh,
1620.
On the sports or what? Go ahead.
On the sports, and down the title is ex-Aggie player Isaiah Gooden, whatever his name is.
Oh, I got
it. I see. Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Against another ex-A&M player.
Okay, now he's an ex-A&M player.
Yes.
Okay, now he can be an ex-player. See, that's what the X refers to.
But ex-players are fine, but ex-A&M player?
Yeah, sure, A&M.
We don't have X's.
No, ex-A&M. Because he's not a player anymore.
Yeah. And again, a little bit of defense. That article was written by AP, and they don't know.
But still, the X refers to the fact he was a football player, not A&M. He still is of the Aggie family.
Ex A&M player.
That's how that works.
Okay. There, and now I've changed it to say ex A&M player instead of ex Aggie.
Okay,
we got it.
I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. When we think of ecosystems at risk, tropical rainforests and coral reefs often spring to mind. But lesser-known ecosystems, like the Prairie Potholes region of the Northern Great Plains, are also in peril. According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, soaring corn and soybean prices over the past 10 years have led to the rapid conversion of large swaths of wetlands and prairie to cropland.
Happened so quick and with such intensity.
That's refuge manager Neil Shook, who says the prairie potholes store carbon, mitigate flooding, and provide vital habitat. His colleague David Azure says agreements between private landowners and the federal government help protect these resources.
We have over 30,000 easement contracts in the Dakotas, and those protect about 2.87 million acres.
But he says over 10 million acres still remain vulnerable. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Wurstbangers. This month's specialty is our famous burger stuffed with Hatch green chilies and goat cheese. There are lots of different green chilies, but only those raised in the unique soil and climate of Hatch, New Mexico are absolutely the best. First, we roast them till the skin is black and blistered. Then we place them in a plastic bag so that the steam loosens the skin so it can be peeled away. Then we dice them up and fold them into smooth, creamy goat cheese. Goat cheese is different from cheese made from cow's milk. It has a more tart and salty flavor. And I think that's what brings such a wonderful intensity to the burger itself. We stuff that mixture in the middle of a hand-formed black Angus patty, then cook it to perfection. Served on a warm grilled sourdough bun with all the trimmings and a pile of fresh-cut fries, just try one and you'll understand why it's my personal favorite. And obviously, I've tried them all. There's still a few of you who are afraid to come in because you think you're going to be eating in a laundromat. You're just going to have to take a chance and trust me on this one. Harvey Wurstbangers, we've been on the Texas bucket list. If we're not on your bucket list, maybe we should be.
If you're looking for the perfect table and chairs in time for Thanksgiving, Amish Furniture for Generations is the place to be during their Builder Special Sale. Save 10% on these exquisite tables and chairs. There are over 300 styles available. Pick from a huge selection in the store or have one custom built the way you want it. Hurry in today to Amish Furniture for Generations and order now to get your custom built table and chairs by Thanksgiving. And save 10% during their Builder Special Sale going on now. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger.
If your most precious memories are stored away on old VHS videotapes, listen up. Kim Commando here with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Videotapes have a shelf life of only 10 to 12 years. As time passes, the tapes lose their magnetic signal. The sharpness, quality, and color deteriorates. Worst of all, the tape grows brittle and breaks as it's played. To preserve the content of your tapes, digitizing them is a must. Here are your choices. Costco, Walmart, and Walgreens will transfer the old video formats to DVD, and there were tons. Four varieties of VHS, Beta, Hi8, Digital 8, even 8mm film. There's also a Japanese company called Funai, the last one manufacturing VHS players. They make a device that transfers VHS content to DVDs. The device is inexpensive enough for home use, and it's available from a number of retailers, including me, at shop.commando.com. Get all your tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
How many emails do you get every day? I get a ton, and some of them could be very dangerous. Spam email has given way to something called phishing email, messages designed to look real but intended to infect your machine with ransomware. They are phishing for your information and your money. Ransomware encrypts all your files and makes you pay up to get them back. With Carbonite Data Protection, you can beat ransomware at their own game. Your files are safely backed up in the cloud, and you can access them on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free Carbonite app. I've been a Carbonite customer for years, and that's how I know that it's the best cloud backup solution out there. I trust all my files with Carbonite, and so should you. Use my name, Kim, and save 30% off Carbonite Cloud Backup, plus 2 free bonus months when you buy a subscription. So hurry up. Head over to Carbonite.com before it's too late and use offer code Kim. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Kim.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31, 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council has wrapped up 3 days of budget workshops.
Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniac says outside agencies, including the Convention and Visitors Bureau, should spend what they receive next year from the city. Berry says the CVB currently has $400,000 in reserve, and she says about $100,000 will be spent when they move into their new offices.
So short of that, you see that that reserve should pretty well be depleted after they've taken care of finding themselves a new home?
No, I think they'll still have reserves.
What number would you be comfortable with, you think?
Well, they need money to pay for their operations. The city pays them every month after they send in their financials. Some of the other funding entities don't pay on time. So they do need money to meet their payroll and their accounts receivable.
In Bryan, the council voted 5-2 on the proposal to keep the tax rate the same next year. Puppy Simic took 19 seconds to make his decision.
Councilmember Simic.
Yes.
Joining Simic were Jason Bianski, Al Sines, Rafael Pena, and Ben Hardiman. Greg Owens and Mike Sutherland voted no. None of the members gave an explanation. Public hearings are set for September 6th and 13th, with final action for the 13th. College Station School Board this week unanimously approved next year's budget and property tax rates. The rate for maintenance and operations stays the same, while the rate to fund bond issues goes up by 3 1/3 cents. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Progress continues on two transportation projects in Grimes County that also impacts College Station and Bryan. Those attending the Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook briefing were told by the end of next year, construction could start on the next leg of the Aggie Expressway, and construction is scheduled to begin on the Texas Central Railway's high-speed passenger line between Dallas and Houston. The transportation director for TxDOT's Bryan's district office, Chad Boney, provided an update on the future underpass at George Bush and Welburn. He says it will take another year or two to acquire all the needed right-of-way.
Now, what we have planned thus far is to separate out the bike ped from the vehicular movement to where you would be able to get through that intersection without having to share space as a walker or a biker with cars. And that would be a huge improvement.
Back to the bullet train, Texas Central's David Hagee says they have the ridership numbers that they will not be asking for public money. He says TCR is still in the process of getting investors in the current phase, which includes buying land along with larger investors who will fund the construction. Another health plan is leaving the federal health care marketplace established under the Affordable Care Act. Yesterday, Scott & White Health Plan, an insurance program run by Dallas-based Baylor Scott & White, says their decision to leave the marketplace in 2017 was made before they became aware of United Healthcare and Aetna's decision to leave. And it's all smiles in Happy, Texas. After winning the Real Estate Center's summer-long poll, Small Towns, Great Names. David Jones says the town, located 30 miles south of Amarillo, received 51% of the final round votes to beat Cut and Shoot and Dime Box for the title.
Town's real small at 1.1 square miles. The skyscrapers in that part of the country are mainly grain silos.
Jones says even with less than 700, Happy residents were strong voters throughout the contest. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 75 degrees. Text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. I'll have more news for you today at noon. You can always check out our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Aguilan Carpet One is your one store for your perfect floor. This is what our customers are saying.
I'm Barbara Holly. Aguilan Carpet One offers the most beautiful tile available. I was able to choose an Italian tile that is very exclusive. It looks like tumbled marble, but it doesn't have the maintenance issue. So I love my tile. It's so fabulous.
Come see us today at Aguilan Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
At Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to get more John Deere power and reliability for an affordable price. Come check out their selection of John Deere Gator utility vehicles. They're hardworking, easy to use, and have a four-wheel independent suspension, which provides an excellent ride and handling. With the John Deere Gator, you can take on any task. Ride trails, pull heavy loads, haul materials, or use it for hunting and fishing. Whatever you need, Sioux Falls Prater will help you find the right gator for your home, farm, or work site. See our inventory at cptractor.com.
836 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Moisture across the region, it remains stalled. In fact, it now stretches from our area all the way up into southern New Jersey, and it's really not going to move a whole lot the next few days. Lots of clouds, scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm for today. Highs 85 to 90. Cloudy overnight, the risk of some showers and storms, especially through the evening, 75. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, chance for a shower or thunderstorm, highs 90 to 95. And there could be a shower or thunderstorm Saturday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There it goes, 8:37. Time to talk about stuff that's going on in the city of Bryan. Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn's here this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you, Scott.
We're a couple of weeks away from football season, and last year inaugurated the idea of having buses that would bring you downtown to the field and then back to downtown after the game. It worked pretty well.
Yeah, it did, and we're just excited to be able to offer that again this year in partnership with Texas A&M. Great service to be able to offer downtown and get people down there.
Yeah, this first one will be great because it's a 2:30 kickoff. That'll get you back downtown about 6:30 or 7, eat dinner, and
that's right.
Go from there. Anything different from what we had last year?
Well, the big difference, and of course, we appreciated the yellow school buses.
Yeah, okay. Sure. We've all spent time in them.
They had air conditioning, and I rode it four times, and it was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, I took it with my kids.
kind of an experience, yeah.
But this year, they're using the same fleet of A&M buses, so they'll have the maroon and white, so everybody's happy about that.
Good, good,
and,
yeah.
A little bit more capacity, too.
Sure.
On each bus. So they're really getting it down to a science to the route and getting there. It's just really the best route. I'm telling the big secret. Some people don't want us to tell anybody because they like getting there quickly.
Yeah.
It really is. And once you get to downtown, you can either – we really want you to stay in downtown once you get back.
You bet. You bet.
Or before. But it's also easier to get out of the – you know, once you get to your car, you don't have to get out of a parking lot.
Right, right.
So it really has been a really good thing for our downtown area, but also with A&M. It's a good relief valve for them.
We had to change the world a little bit when the Post Oak Mall area changed, and quite honestly, that could get really, really crowded. The idea is if you look at traffic, look at your traffic patterns, people coming to and from Houston or down on the south side, and if you're going into Bryan, it's counter to that situation. So like you say, the traffic does move much more efficiently.
It really does. It gets you out of a lot of your – again, it's interesting how all this traffic works. In fact, we appreciate the academic approach to it, too. We have TTI and others. Dr. Tim Lomax has been tremendous. Peter Lang, Madeline Dillard, And they've got this thing literally down to a science.
They do.
And so it's a big part of it, and we're happy to be part of it.
Okay, now where's the drop-off and pick-up
in
downtown?
Okay, it'll be the same as last year.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll still be picking up from the downtown, we call it the transit terminal, but it's really a bus pull-out and right next to the Bryan Library on Regent.
Okay.
That's between 26th and 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Free parking, okay? So it's a free service. Now, if you want to pay to park in the garage and have your car covered and, you know, that kind of thing, that's fine. It's, I think, $10, but everywhere else it's free. And there's plenty of free parking, service parking everywhere and on Saturdays in downtown. Certainly want people to know that. And then, of course, 3 hours prior to game time and an hour and a half after, the buses will be running continuously.
Right.
So if you know, hopefully people won't be leaving early.
Games, now, what do the buses say and where do they drop on campus?
And on campus, right in front of the MSC.
Okay.
On the north side of MSC.
Okay, just
where
the
banners that show exactly where the buses come, drop off, and pick up after game time. It's a lot of people leaving at the same time,
so
you have to look for those banners. They'll advertise also on sandwich boards things are going on in downtown Bryan. So if you happen to have to wait, you can kind of see, okay, here's what's going on. One of the things that DBA Downtown Bryan Association doing this year is doing football Fridays beforehand, but also events and promoting some business activity after or right before games. And so each game day weekend, they'll have some information that we can post out there for folks that come from out of town.
Joey Dunn here this morning, Deputy City Manager. Let's turn to the budget. They voted on that last night. Obviously, this has been an emotional situation because of the rain and the damage that we've had there, and I know that was on top of mind awareness for the City Council as they voted last night. But now that the budget is probably going to be passed, what kind of a situation as far as the areas that you oversee will you see be impacted?
Well, the areas I oversee are dependent, obviously, on the general fund, but non-public safety mainly. There's a lot of issues that we are an older town. We have some older infrastructure, and we have a good capital improvement program, but it's extensive. And so some of the things that have to be looked at, every town, of course, deals with a lot of these issues, in particular with flooding right now across the region and the country, really. But we, you know, the council, and by the way, their vote was to basically schedule the public hearings.
Yes.
And they haven't made the final decision on anything at this point, but to move forward with the same tax rate as last year, 62.999. But again, knowing that, and that does bring in some additional revenues from over last year in terms of increased valuation over existing as well as new development.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, that money is much needed to help, you know, put towards needs. Flooding is something that it's going to take a plan, a program, some criteria also as we implement any new programs with that. And it's taking some time, and we do appreciate folks' patience on that, but we realize that there are some major needs out there, and the council certainly is working hard right now. Every meeting it's a topic of discussion.
And I would think that
finalizing some detail.
One of the things that has moved higher up on the priority is to make sure that waterways are cleared and you do regular maintenance to make sure that this sort of a situation doesn't get exacerbated.
Correct. We have kind of certain channels that are there, and then other areas it's private property. That has has vegetation and growth, and we have to have rights to get in there. But that's, you know, again, that can be worked out in critical parts. And of course, you know, every property has a different set of conditions when it comes to flooding or drainage.
Mm-hmm.
May not be even close to floodplain, but may be a major problem from a drainage standpoint. And so we have to just kind of, we have to, again, come up with a level playing field, but a systematic approach. But, again, we have a program. We have drainage fee. You know, there's a lot going on with that. Folks don't know exactly, you know, those projects that are continuing to be built. But we probably could bring our city engineer in here and go in greater detail. But
well, we haven't heard the last of it. We know that City Hall hears what's going on and the situation. You're going to do
what
you can there. What else you got for us today?
Well, real quick, and I know James is here, so I don't want to steal any thunder, but Mary Lynn, want to make sure I mention that the next, I think it's our fourth Lunch and Learn series. It's been really a good, it's not a big time commitment. It's a free lunch.
Right, there you go.
The next one is Bits and Bites Lunch and Learn, August 24th. 11:45 a.m., again, free lunch. And it's really Bernie Aker and his staff do a tremendous job. People don't realize just how automated we are, but we're also safe from a cybersecurity standpoint.
Good.
They're going to talk about some of those things that go on the inside, sort of behind the scenes,
yeah,
from an IT or technology standpoint.
Need to make reservations or anything?
Yes, you do. If you'll call, I guess, Mary Lynn's staff, our main city line at 209-5100, they'll make sure that they put you down.
Great. Okay. And as you say, you oversee Coulter Field and James Brown.
James
is
here.
Yeah, James Brown is here. Not that other James Brown, this one. How are you, James?
I'm doing well.
Good. Good to see you here again. What's going on at your place?
Oh, we've been busy. Yeah. We've been doing a lot of improvements. We're about to start a really, really large-scale deferred maintenance project out at the airport. It's a 90-10 grant. We actually only pay 10% of the project. So that should be starting pretty soon. It actually goes to commission in a week through TxDOT. So we'll be starting that up, and that's going to take care of a lot of asphalt maintenance. We're putting up a wildlife fence to keep the animals out for safety.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, things like that. But what I really wanted to talk about... Yeah.
Tell me the timeline on that before we get finished.
The timeline on that... So we'll go to commission at the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
And that basically approves TxDOT's budget from the feds.
Okay.
Then it'll go to bid. It'll probably start December, January timeframe.
Okay. Okay.
And it's planned out. There's not going to be any downtime in the airport. It's going to remain open at all times.
Okay.
A lot of scheduling, but it'll remain open.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, just wanted to find that out. Okay.
And, one thing I wanted to talk about was one of the things we've done at the airport is really given back to the community. And we have the airport available for private events.
Yeah.
And that's really taken off with Scotty's House.
Oh,
was
man,
one of our biggest
that
ones.
That thing was incredible.
It
yeah,
is.
It really
and,
was.
It is. And we this last year was the third annual. It was a huge turnout. They raised lots and lots of money for a good cause. But we've gotten a lot of interest, and I want to just give you kind of an upcoming schedule of events.
Sure.
This Saturday, we have the Civil Air Patrol open house. Excuse me. And the Civil Air Patrol is a volunteer Air Force arm of the government, and they do a lot of volunteer work in the community. And they're based out at Coulter, and they're having an open house where people can come and learn about them. It's free. There's a lot of kid activities. There'll be weather balloon. They'll do rockets, things like that. It's a really neat event, and anybody can come out. You don't need a ticket or anything. Just come on out to the airport. And that's from 9 to 1.
Okay.
Then we've got this October, the Cattle Baron's Ball. This will be the first time we've had the Cattle Baron's Ball at the airport. And it'll be featuring Mark Chestnut.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. And if you want any information on tickets, go to BrazosCattleBaronBall.org, or you can go through the American Cancer Society's website. Then March of 2017, we have the Red Wasp Film Festival.
Oh, okay.
And that'll be a really big one. That's the Arts Council of Brazos Valley putting that on. Should be a really good event. And also, you can see their website at redwasp.org for ticket information. They haven't gotten the information up yet. I was told they should have that website up and running within the next month.
All right.
Then we've got, of course, the fourth annual Scotty's House is already scheduled for April 28th of 2017.
All right, so mark your calendars.
Yeah, mark your calendars. That's going to be a good one. And again, you can go to scottyshouse.org for information on that.
All right, good. Thanks for the time this morning, guys.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
That. That's our Brian segment. It's brought to you by the folks at the community segment is always brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Dr. David Rusing for his positive influence on this community. Dr. Rusing is a professor emeritus at Texas A&M and has offered his time to organizations including the Texas Rural Leadership Program and the International Rural Church Association. His commitment to local government, like the College Station City Council and the Bryan College Station Sister Cities Board, has fundamentally shaped our hometown for the better. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Dr. Rusing for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Aguilan Carpet One is your one store for your perfect floor. This is what our customers are saying.
I'm Barbara Holly. Aguilan Carpet One offers the most beautiful tile available. I was able to choose an Italian tile that is very exclusive. It looks like tumbled marble, but it doesn't have the maintenance issue. So I love my tile. It's so fabulous.
Come see us today at Aguilan Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, and Hargrove Insurance.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you go, about 10 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW, and hello.
Hey, Scott, taking that bus in is awesome. From Brian?
Yeah.
That is the best thing going. It's quicker getting there than it is when we were marching in the Corps and they're at mid-60s. It's actually the first seat.
Good. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I did it once from Post Oak Mall, and it was all right. I mean, you know, you got to move around. You got to be with a bunch of folks, and that's fine if you're okay with that. But, yeah, good point, because all the flow down toward Houston is going to be to the south, and Brian is in the other direction, and it's cool, and it leaves you in downtown, yeah, which is kind of fun.
It's pretty cool that the Civil Air Patrol is doing that thing. I told you, I used to be in the Civil Air Patrol.
There you go. You need to be out there, man.
I know, right?
You need to mark your calendar to go be there.
Pretty cool.
All right, well, we needed this. Target is changing their bathrooms to accommodate transgendered individuals while using restrooms.
Yeah,
match their gender identity. Okay. Company announced it yesterday, putting in a single-stall bathroom in most of its locations by March of next year. The new bathrooms reportedly going to cost Target $20 million, just so somebody won't be offended.
Hey, if they want to spend the money on it,
I guess so.
More power to them.
Woman in Poland had her baby delivered by a tram driver, Paula Kapersky, and her husband, driving to the hospital since she was going into labor. When Paula told her hubby to pull over because the baby was on the way, he just happened to pull up next to a tram stop. And the tram driver jumped out and jumped to action. Delivered the baby. Tram driver even used part of the umbrella to tie off the umbilical cord.
Wow.
Delivered a healthy baby. Everything's fine. Going to name him Fabian. I don't know what the driver's name is. But
good for him, you know?
Yeah, right there.
Motivational.
Taking care of business. Hello.
Scotty, it's good to know things are taking off out at the airport.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
Sorry, I didn't have it. Didn't have it ready right then, but they are. They are taking off. If he said that, I didn't catch it. I'm sorry. So, many U.S. medical schools seeing a surge in donations made by people who want to leave their bodies to science. CBS News says, trend is being driven by rising funeral costs and a growing acceptance of just the whole idea of doing that. Once considered rather taboo and ghoulish, going ahead and donating your body to science, now a better thing. There are fewer religious objections to the dissection and cremation. And the bodies donated to medical schools are also cremated once they are no longer needed. The remains return to the family at no expense. As of 2014, a traditional burial tallied in at about $7,200, an increase of $29% from a decade earlier, according to the National Funeral Directors. More bodies given to science is a benefit to medical students and researchers, obviously. The cadavers that they dissect in anatomy classes or use them to practice surgical procedures or test new devices and procedures, cadavers being used for an expanded range of research.
You can do it with your animals, too, here at the vet school. Because when one of our dogs passed away, they asked if we could donate her body to science.
Okay.
And so that was kind of a cool thing to think, well, at least she's still being, useful.
To a good purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here are your top shows for TV. Number 1 through 7 was the Olympics. I mean, I guess we probably knew that. Number 8 was 60 Minutes. Number 9 was Big Brother. Number 10 was a rerun of NCIS. Mm. Okay, so.
Hey, breaking really quickly.
Did it.
Brazilian authorities tell ABC that video shows U.S. swimmer breaking down gas station restroom door and fighting with security guard.
Perfect.
Dun, dun, dun.
Perfect.
So
that's exactly.
So more details will soon to explode later today.
I'm guessing that they gave them every opportunity to tell the truth. Is that where
we're at?
Okay.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595 minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Spa from the Med. We're going to have a happiness quiz. We're going to talk about the heat stroke from one of our physicians at the Med. And we're going to find out foods that help us de-stress. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tire Pros. Let the road trips begin. But before you hit the road, swing by BCS Tire Pros and make sure your vehicle is ready to go. Your tires are the only part of the vehicle that actually touches the road. BCS Tire Pros provides a free 21-point inspection, free tire rotation, and free roadside assistance nationwide, so you're covered wherever you go. Need new tires? BCS Tire Pros carries the best in the business with a great warranty and has a price guarantee. BCS Tire Pros on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
About 4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so you got some Olympic news?
Sure. Okay. I always have Olympic
news. Yeah, I know. I thought you would. Okay.
Yes. So obviously we've been talking about the swimmers and that. But this was an interesting article I saw today. So there were two twin girls or women from Germany. They both ran the marathon. And they crossed the finish line holding hands because they ended up finishing at the same time. Germany, not happy about it, saying that in true Olympic spirit, they weren't being competitive enough and they were acting like it was just this fun race that they didn't really care about. That it was, But yeah, apparently their country is saying that they crossed a line and they were just looking for media attention by finishing the race hand in hand.
Aren't we wanting goodwill and brotherhood and sisterhood?
Right.
Isn't that what it's supposed to be?
Well, and both of their times were about 20 minutes off their personal best.
That's a little different.
But they came in and they said, you know, they split up during the race. They typically don't always run together the whole time. But then the one that was further back, then the last 3 miles or so was like, all right, I got to kick it into gear.
Yeah.
At least, you know, giving herself a marker who happened to be her twin sister.
All right.
But another fun fact, they weren't the only twins running the race.
Oh.
The Chinese had twin women running the race as well.
That's interesting.
Who finished 10th and 11th. So really bizarre.
Now next time they go to dinner, they're going to be all, the winner's going to be all over the other one about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, SEC, go. University of Georgia has produced 48 athletes at the Rio Games this year. 48.
Whew. Wow.
It's 10 medals would put them 14th in the ranking if the alumni of the university were being considered their own nation. That's two above the host nation, Brazil. And again, they're probably all not competing for the United States.
Right.
But still, 48 Olympians.
Because I had heard that about USC when swimming was kind of dominating the Olympics, but we must have caught up after
Very nice. All right, so let's go to the other side of the ledger. A 102-year-old woman in South Carolina says her daily 4 o'clock routine has helped her reach a grand old age, again, of 102.
Wow.
Mildred Bowers turned, 103 now, later this month. She's going to, and she told anybody who wants to know what it takes, drink a beer a day. Drink a beer a day. She says that goes a long way toward making you feel fit and young.
I told you about my friend's grandmother who she was standing in front of her whole church congregation and the priest asked her. She had just turned 100.
Yeah.
And the priest asked her, well, you know, what is your secret for staying alive this long? And in front of the whole congregation, she goes, never resist temptation.
Yeah! She currently enjoys her 4 o'clock beer every day in her assisted living facility.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, cites it as a critical part of what she does. And, you know, think about it. There got to be some people who are a little bit annoyed going, hey, where's ours? Yep. I'm just saying.
Hashtag life goals.
Yeah. All right, today's Christian Slater's birthday, so we'll tell you USA has renewed its series Mr. Robot for third season next year. Slater's a big part of that show. I tried to watch it. I couldn't get there.
I haven't tried.
I've been meaning to, but
started well. I'm just, you know. And get this. David Schwimmer.
Yeah, Ross.
Says that he learned that the limelight couldn't be any lonelier at the height of Friends mania.
Oh.
He told Hollywood Reporter that it was pretty jarring and it messed with my relationship to other people in a way that took years, I think, for me to adjust to. Hmm. So, because he was on Friends, he couldn't make friends. How's that for
might
weird?
Just because he's David Schwimmer.
Well, though. It could be that he's David Schwimmer. That's true. It's 9 o'clock. Back tomorrow. WTAW College Station, Brian.